For a second year in a row, they went through 1-0 on aggregate. Their quarter-final second leg with Sporting Lisbon last night finished goalless. And research shows we take more pride in British music than things like TV, film or sport. People who took part in a study thought it improves our global standing. Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran and Coldplay were among the top 20 artists streamed around the world last year.
Capital Weather.
With Global Player. Check the weather on our free official Capital app.
Sunny spells and showers today with the heaviest rain in the north and highs of 16. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm David Dom.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Right then, good morning. It's 8 o'clock. It's Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, my two best buddies, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. This is what we do every single morning. The radio play loads of great tracks for you, and hopefully have a laugh in between as well. And it gone quick this week. Was
it
that
has
just
gone
me?
Quick. It has
it's gone really quick this week. More of that, please. Also, tomorrow you could win yourself in our cash call. Have you heard about this? It's now £400,000. 400k could be yours tomorrow. And best thing is, as well, no faffing about. It goes straight into your bank account. So, to win it, get your name in the draw by texting the word cash to 83958. That costs you £250. Or you text the word 5 to 83958, and that gets you 5 entries for £5.
Yeah, I mean, with a chance of winning £400,000, it feels worth a punt. If you do want to text in, though, remember, standard network rates apply. You can also go on Global Player. Lines will close 5 p.m. tomorrow. Remember that. That's when you need to be by your phone in case it rings.
You have got to be 18 or over. Get free entry details and all the rules for this global network competition at capitalfm.com. Very best of luck. Right then, Sabrina Carpenter on the way for you. And then you're going to hear an apology from Chris Stark and Sean Welby. First is Alex Warren.
Did you know I was hoping for a sign? My heart was so close to closing time. Something about you hit me like a freight train to the chest door. The day we met, oh, my loneliness left the room the second that you walked. Maybe it's fate, maybe it's fate. Told you I ain't no liar. Watching you leave, sawn in my dreams. Baby, it hit me like a freight train to the chest. The day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second. Like a fever dream.
This is Capital Breakfast.
I got only one number in my phone. I might change your contact, but don't leave me alone. You said you like my eyes and you like to make them roll. Treat me like a queen, now you got me feeling thrown. But I can't help myself when you get close to me. Baby, my tongue goes numb. Sounds like bleh, bleh, bleh. I don't want no one else.
Baby, I'm in too deep. Here's a little song I wrote. It's about you and me. I'll be honest. Looking at you got me thinking nonsense. Cartwheels in my stomach when you're walking. When you got your arms around me, oh, it feels so good. I'm talking home, nobody knocks. I'm talking opposite of soft. I'm talking wild, wild thoughts. You gotta keep up with me. I got some young energy. I caught the L-O-V-E. How do you do this to me? But I get on myself when you get close to me. Baby, my tongue goes numb. Sounds like blah, 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 blah. And I don't want no one else. Baby, I'm in too deep. It's a little song I wrote. It's about you and me. I'll be honest. Looking at you got me thinking nonsense. Got words in my stomach when you're walking. When you got your arms around me, oh, it feels so good. I had to hit the octave. I think I got an X, but I forgot him. And I can't find my chill, I must have lost it. I don't even know I'm talking nonsense. I'm talking, I'm talking, I'm talking. Catchier than chicken poxes. I bet your house is where my other sock is. Woke up this morning, thought I'd write a pop hit. How quickly can you take your clothes off, pop?
Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense at Capital Breakfast. Hannah says, can I have a shout out today, please? It's my last day at work for the NHS I listen to every morning. Of course you can if you listen every morning. You can have a shout out whenever you like. And thank you for listening to us. And thank you for having us on every single day. This is Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby, who both owe me an apology.
Well, I don't know what we've done. What can we possibly have done? We've had a lovely few days together.
No, we have. We always do. On Tuesday, we spoke about a mystery white vinyl that's been popping up in record shops. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Yes, there's no branding on it. It's just all in white. No one knows who it is, but when you pop it on an actual record player, it sounds a bit like this. It's doing the rounds on socials as well. Loads of people have been like DMing me about this as well.
Well, because we were trying to guess who we thought it was, and it is hard because it sounds like a lot of people. I was convinced it was James Arthur.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a good shout, actually. Yeah, James Arthur, Dermot Kennedy sort of vibes.
Yeah.
Who else did you say? Kian de Crow.
And I said on this here breakfast show on Tuesday morning to the nation, it's Defo Lewis Capaldi. I said, he's got to be Capaldi. I said, and I quote, have a day off, that's Capaldi any day of the week. And you all said, no, stupid northerner, no. How could it be Capaldi, silly boy? I can't hear any Scottish in it. Did you both say that?
Yeah, I did.
And actually, you sort of put me off the idea of it being Capaldi because that was your overriding thought.
Yes. Because usually when I'm so certain something's right, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, have a taste of humble pie this morning, guys. Guess what? It was on his Instagram last night. It's Lewis Capaldi singing his brand new song called Stay Love. Have a listen to it.
Oh, won't you stay love? When everybody's leaving, come on, stay, love, to get me through the evening. Oh, I pray, love, that you'll always be the one. And when the road gets rough, don't give up on us. And
this could
stay, love.
Mm-hmm. Sounds lovely.
Just in case you're listening right now.
No, it is the same. Because you know the start of that vinyl bit, he goes, oh, and I think it sounds a little bit like that song that, you know, goes, everybody was
kung fu fighting. Play it again.
Just play the start of it. You hear what I mean?
Oh, don't. The song's not even out yet.
I will be getting a message.
Yes, you will. So,
everybody, I've had loads of DMs. I had somebody actually at that fancy do we went to last night tell me, she went, by the way, you're right, it was Capaldi. He's put something on his Instagram. This is why it was brought to my attention.
Oh, I totally missed this.
So, how do you want to solve this now?
You can solve it.
How do you want to solve this?
Kiss?
No. No, thanks. I'll pass.
I think we've got a cold show coming again. All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play Sunny Federa, DOD, Think About Us, and you can both write me an apology during this song.
What?
Okay, your apologies next, please. Think About Us. 12 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning on Capital Breakfast. Kathy says, Jordan, I would like to sincerely apologise. I also didn't know that that clip, that secret sound, was Lewis Capaldi. I said it on Tuesday. I hate to be that guy, but I was like, that's Capaldi all over. Have a day off. So, you both, Chris and Sean, said, no way. That's Kian de Crow. That's James Arthur. No, it wasn't. It was Capaldi. So you can now take this opportunity to apologise. Millions of people, life to the nation.
Do you want to go first?
Yes. Jordan North, I would like to apologise for saying to you that that clip didn't sound like Lewis Capaldi. The problem is you regularly come out with utter nonsense and say it like fact.
Yeah.
You have claimed there are no trees in Scotland.
True.
That no one's bought salad cream since the 70s.
Also true.
That you got put to bed by the ghost of your mate's grandma. And that the South African instrument, the vuvuzela, is called a vuguenswala. It makes it very hard to trust anything you say, my friend. So when you kept saying it was definitely Lewis Capaldi, the more I felt like you were doubling down again on waffle. Anyway, that aside, you were right, and I'm sorry for doubting you.
Okay, that's really good. That's really good.
Apology accepted. Christa,
I'm going to do a Justin Bieber and type it in. Apology. In fact, go for a Justin Bieber song here.
Okay.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now?
Okay.
Are you happy?
Apology also accepted.
Thank you.
Okay. Lesson learned, right? And just FYI, no one buys salad cream anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going into right. it. People okay. constantly buy it.
And my mate's grandma's ghost did put me to bed at a sleepover. She did.
Stop it.
She did. She went, she stroked me hair, put me back to sleep. It's Taylor Swift on Capital. Elizabeth Taylor, do you think it's forever? Do you think it's forever?
That view of Port Serafina was on my mind when you called me at the Plaza Atenea. Ooh, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. All the right guys promised they'd stay under bright lights. They withered away, but you blew. Portofino was on my mind. I think you know why. And if your letters ever said goodbye, I. You. Hey, what could you possibly get for the girl who has everything and nothing all at once? Babe, I would trade the Cartier for someone to trust.
Just kidding.
We hit the best booth at Musso and Frank's. They say I'm bad news, I just say thanks. And you look at me like you're hypnotized. I cry my eyes violet. Elizabeth Taylor, tell me for real, do you think it's forever? Been number one, but I never had to. Cause I can't have fun if I can't have me. I am wild. Hollywood hates me. You're only as hot as your last hit, baby. Been number one, but I never had to. And I can't have fun if I can't have diamonds. Elizabeth Taylor,
your Thursday morning on Capital Breakfast. Lots of people texting saying salad cream is still a thing, Jordan. Right, I was wrong on that one, but I wasn't wrong on Lewis Capaldi. He's got new music out. There's so many songs being released tomorrow as well. Tyler and Zara Larson, they're teaming up together. New Olivia Rodrigo, everyone's buzzing for that. And brand new Joel Corey that we're saying is going to be the song of the summer.
We were only asking after him, weren't we? We're like, where's our Joel? The summer is calling.
Put a little teaser on his Insta if you get a chance, go on it today. It's going to be a massive bop, I can tell you that. Now, that's new music. I'm digging out something old from Mario very soon. Let Me Love You.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
It's on the way. And Chris, we need to talk about your Hollybobs, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, I've got an update. A few people asking, did I make holiday friends? Did I make holiday friends? Yes.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Time to spring clean. Sell your pre-loved homeware for free.
The last bell's rung. The school run's done. Now's the time for family fun. No screens, no stress, no kitchen mess. Just a £5 menu by Pizza Express. The pressure's off. The pizza's on. At our after-school club, you can't go wrong. Join us at Pizza Express to wind down and catch up with our £5 after-school club menu. Take your pick from famous favourites for just £5 each, Monday to Friday, 3 till 5pm until the 22nd of May. Redeemed by the Pizza Express app or website. Select restaurants and items. See website for terms.
The wedding is this Saturday.
It's the movie event critics are calling one of the best movies you'll see this year.
Before we got married, we'd said the worst thing we've ever done.
Digital Spy says the drama will be the most talked about movie of 2026. You need to see it.
Can you stop gossiping?
5 stars, The Times.
Wow.
If you don't watch it, you're missing out, says Metro.
Why are you acting like you've never done anything bad?
Zendaya and Pattinson give two of the best performances of the year, says Collider.
That's some drama.
The drama. Cinemas now.
Spring's here, and it's time to get on top of things. And we're not talking about spring cleaning the house. Let's see. The biggest range of cars to buy entirely online? Check. 3 months warranty included, sorted. And faff-free servicing from £129.95 at over 100 locations. Absolutely cinched it. Everything you need and not a feather duster in sight. To buy or service your car, search Cinch. Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Terms and exclusions apply.
Take this Holland & Barrett ad break to listen to your body. Is your body after some energy support from Solgar's Magnesium Citrate? Or maybe it's after a kick of Applied Nutrition Critical Whey Protein for leg day. Is it looking to iron out tiredness with Vitabiotics Ferroglobin? Or is your body simply saying,
you've got to show me love.
Find the brands that help you back your body at Holland & Barrett. Magnesium contributes to normal energy yielding metabolism. Protein contributes to the growth and maintenance of muscle mass. Iron contributes to reduction of tiredness and fatigue.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this burger all day.
Tell me about it. So tasty.
Hang on, where's Harry?
Who's Harry?
Our child.
Oh, yeah.
At Burger King, kids eat free between the 27th of March and 20th of April, only on the BK app. So you can enjoy a moment's peace this school holiday. Just don't forget them. Get one free King Junior meal with one selected adult burger meal. Only available on the BK app at selected restaurants. Can't be used with other promotions. Full T&Cs at burgerking.co.uk/kids-offer.
Yay! Holton's Park. Voted Theme Park of the Year at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Holton's Park!
Good morning.
Get up!
Wake up with Capital Breakfast.
And get home across the UK with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics are saying a stunning, breathtaking triumph of savings. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compesa Market in cinemas all year.
That sounds like a great movie.
Sergey, it's no movie. It's 2-for-1 offer on cinema tickets.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with the Compesa Market app. The simplest way to save.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compesa Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Capital Travel Update. Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
Morning, David Dunn. What's the latest on the roads?
Hey, Jordan. In West Yorkshire, it's slow on the M62 eastbound to Junction 22 after an accident. Also in West Yorkshire, delays on the A1 northbound to the Darrington turnoff. In Worcestershire, queues on the M5 southbound to Junction 4A for the M42. In Somerset, queuing on the M5 northbound to Junction 26. And on the trains this morning, Great Western are now running between West Ealing and Greenford, but with delays. There's more in 20 minutes.
One call. £400,000.
Unbelievable.
Cash call is
Odd.
And tomorrow, we're giving away a huge amount of money.
Get your name in the draw on Global Player, our free official capital app.
And you could win £400,000 tomorrow
with Cash Call.
Protection. Mario, let me love you.
That's Capital me. Breakfast.
You used to sing this to my first girlfriend. That's how long ago this is.
Wait, you sang it to her?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was in year maybe. 8, she was in year 9.
You yeah, should let yeah. me love you.
Mm. Let me be the one to... Getting all the retro old school vibes today because I've just seen the Fokker in Law movie trailer. Came out yesterday.
Yes.
It looks so good.
Yes, so good. God.
Ariana Grande plays the in-law. It's brilliant. It's going to be out in November as well.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan Law, the Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital.
Chris, I feel like we've not talked about your holiday this week because we've talked about ours, and you always try and find a best friend when you're away, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. And we've had quite a few messages from people asking, oh, did Chris find a holiday friend? So, you know, when I go on holiday, I said this before we went away. I said, I love nothing more than finding a like-minded fella who's... who's, and I can always spot him. You see him quite early doors, and you might see him at breakfast. Or I'm looking for a man
in finance,
not necessarily in finance, but I'm looking for a man who's around the pool and his family, and he's the kind of bloke who wants to sneak off to the lobby for a couple of hours to watch the football, and that's where we bond, you know, and then we become holiday best friends, and it's the same routine, and I love it, and then it all ends after the holiday, same routine. Guys, I found someone.
Oh yeah,
and he does deserve a little mention. Nick was my friend, but I just want to tell you our little meet story. So he how we met. He sort of came past me at the pool,
right? Yeah,
and he was walking past, and we'd sort of, by this point we're on nodding terms, you know. He had some kids that were going to the kids club, that sort of thing, and we sort of nodded at each other, and he came past, then sure enough he started conversation, and he was like, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm from Watford, da da da. And then I said, where are you from? He said, Nottingham. The second he said that, here we go. And I was like, okay. And he goes, yeah. Oh, you work with Sean Welby, don't you? I used to know her. I used to know her, as if everyone in Nottingham knows everyone by the looks of it. Anyway, he then says, I've messaged Sean, and Sean told me to come over and say bro finder to you. So he'd message you separately.
Yeah, because I'm the switchboard for this service. I love the idea of Brofinder, where you like find your mate on holiday. Anyway, my friend from school, he was in my sister's year, Nick Brown, he messages me on Instagram and goes, hey, this is a long shot, but I think I'm on holiday in the same place as Chris. And I went, well, if you are, just go over to him and say Brofinder and you'll find out. And so I left it there. I didn't know anything about it. Chris, sure enough, like 3 days later, I think it was, sends me a selfie.
Yeah, it's me and him just having a beer. We became best friends. We went to a casino together. It was
great.
But anyway, he came over and was talking about Brofinder. I just want to remind everyone, this was my idea of an app where people who want to find holiday friends like me can go on an app before they go on holiday. Anyway, one of our incredible listeners has only gone and turned this into an app.
What?
Actual app. And I want to get them on the show next.
Silver and gold. First, here's Take That, You're a Superstar. I want to see all of the colours. I know I can be. But you see the days, the skies don't shine. Oh, and then you put your hand in mine. And my heart comes alive. All the stars turn bright. A million times in your arms tonight. And I want you're a superstar, and I'm yours, and I
superstar and I'm yours.
Take that, you're a superstar. Their new track is playing on Capital Breakfast, where Chris Stark from this show created an idea called Brofinder, an app where on holiday you could put in your details and meet other like-minded men for a pint and become holiday friends. It's a great
so
idea.
Funny.
It's a great idea. And then someone sent me a DM, someone who listens to this show, saying, do you know what, I'm going to turn this into an app, and they've only gone and done it. So I want to introduce him to everyone. This is Pete in Loughborough. Good morning, Pete.
Morning. How you doing?
Mate, so I've been calling this idea Brofinder. What is your app called?
The name's taken, so I've called it hollybro.com, but it's based on everything you were saying on the show when I was listening the other week.
Holly bro, this is amazing. Wait, how have you made it work? What do you have to do?
So you just go to hollybro.com, register, you drop your pin, whichever resort you're in, and you can see who's around you, and you can send them a prompt. Do you want to go golf, you know, beer, whatever.
This is absolutely incredible. So, okay, so you heard this on the show and then created the app because of it, am I right?
That's right, yeah. I was on my run listening to you guys talking about it, couldn't stop laughing, and I thought, yep, yeah, come on, let's do it. Right,
and you mentioned it to your brother, didn't you? What did your brother say?
I did, I said it to my brother, and he says, you've basically just rewritten Grindr, haven't you? I was like, no, it's definitely not. It's not that. It's definitely for golf and beers.
Yes, yeah. It's still like-minded gentlemen,
yeah, exactly.
but other activities.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, you're right. This is amazing. Awesome. Look, this is very exciting. Could be the start of something great, you guys. And well done, Pete. That is incredible work.
That's really good.
No, thanks, guys.
No, I think Pete deserves a massive applause there, Pete. Thank you so much. Like, that is going above and beyond for your favourite breakfast show. We really appreciate it. So it's called Holly Bro. Yeah. Okay. Starkey, you going to get on it?
Yeah. We'll have a look.
We'll have a look. Of course, we'll have a look. Here's Tate McRae and Greedy. It's playing for you on Capital Breakfast.
He said, are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night and still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say, yeah.
Says, oh my God, please can you get him to make a girl gathering app for when I'm abroad? Literally in a few weeks, I'd love to meet some like-minded girls and have a drink with them. That's a good idea as well, isn't it?
That's the thing. I think with girls, we're not looking for one other. We're looking for a whole gaggle.
Yeah. A gaggle of girls.
Yeah.
Hey, look, tomorrow in our cash call, you right now, wherever you're listening, could win yourself £400,000. That is a ridiculous amount of money. 400 grand could be yours. Here's
is how you get your name and number in the draw. You text the word cash to 83958. Text costs £2.50. But you text the word 5 to 83958 to get 5 entries for £5. What would you do with that? 400k.
Well, I could start my girl app.
Yes, you could.
That's a start. This is the thing, though, genuinely, seriously speaking, you could start your own business, couldn't you? And that's one of those things that's like a dream.
Exactly. You can have that idea in a pub and then make it happen. 400k.
Yeah, now, look, remember, if you do text in, standard network rates apply, but you can also enter on Global Player. Lines will close 5pm tomorrow. That's when you need to be by your phone in case it rings.
You've got to be 18 or over. Get free entry details and all the rules for this global network competition at capitalfm.com.
We've got your Thursday morning sorted with all the tunes that we can promise you every single day on this breakfast show. Lola Young on the way and Bruno Mars to play next.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Make space for spring. Sell your pre-loved fashion for free.
Calling all young creatives. It's time to get prepped for the sports media industry. And where better than Global Academy? Here's Niamh, a sports media student in Year 12.
During class, I've edited football videos for socials, reported on games and even produced my own highlight packages. Working directly with the industry makes me excited for my future career in sports broadcasting.
Global Academy. Apply now and join us in Years 10 or 12. GlobalAcademy.com.
At Wix, the Home and Garden event is now on. Save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £24, now £16. Shop today. Terms apply.
The wedding is this Saturday.
It's the movie event critics are calling one of the best movies you'll see this year.
Before we got married, we'd said the worst thing we've ever done.
Digital Spy says the drama will be the most talked about movie of 2026. You need to see it.
Can you stop gossiping?
5 stars, The Times.
Wow.
If you don't watch it, you're missing out, says Metro.
Why are you acting like you've never done anything bad?
Zendaya and Pattinson give two of the best performances of the year, says Collider.
There's some drama.
The drama. Cinemas now.
Maria wasn't mastering the art of macaron in Paris by accident. She booked a baking class on Get Your Guide. Fate didn't have the Brooks sipping matcha with a real tea master in Tokyo. They booked that on Get Your Guide too. And luck didn't have John learning the difference between bow and stern on a Majorcan boat cruise. You guessed it, Get Your Guide. The best parts of travel don't just happen. You make them happen with Get Your Guide. Book forward to it.
Selling your car can be super simple if you choose We Buy Any Car instead of a confusing part exchange. Because with We Buy Any Car, you'll have cash in the bank for more bargaining power on your next car. If only they could make getting to that countryside wedding simpler.
Make a U-turn. Make a U-turn.
Oh, no. We Buy Any Car. Selling made simple. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Our pets in a pickle. We know your furry friends get up to all kinds of mischief. That's why we're here when it matters most. With fuss-free pet insurance policies, including unlimited video call access with First Vet. For pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Capital Travel Update. Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
How's that traffic and travel looking, David Dunn?
Well, Jordan, in West Yorkshire, it's slow on the M62 eastbound to Junction 22 after an accident. Also in West Yorkshire, delays on the A1 northbound to the Darrington turnoff. In Worcestershire, queuing up on the M5 southbound to Junction 4A for the M42. Queuing as well on the M1 southbound towards Junction 11A for Dunstable because of an accident and one lane is closed. On the trains, London Northwestern are running a reduced service between Bletchley and Bedford because of a breakdown.
I just made...
This is Bruno Mars.
Yeah!
On Capital Breakfast.
You stepped aside with a vibe I ain't never seen. Yes, you did. Ooh, so girl, if you talk like you walk, come and talk to me. But look here, it would break my heart. Take it to the floor. Ooh, you gotta get down. You know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ.
so intrigued. But what good is beauty if your booty can't find a beat? I don't wanna know, girl, so please don't do that to me, 'cause it would break my heart, break my heart, break my heart if I find out you can't move. You better show me now, show me now, show me now, 'cause when I take it to the floor,
Capital Breakfast.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like -4 degrees? And I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be? 'Cause I'm too messy and then I'm just too unclean. You told me get a job and you asked where the hell I've been. And I'm too perfect, so I open my big mouth. I want to be me, is that not allowed? And I'm too clever and then I'm too stupid. I'm not asking for pages, but one text or two would be nice. And please, don't pull those faces when I'm out walking like every day it's just one bottle of wine or two. But hey, you can't even talk just to help you sleep. Then why you out again before 4 o'clock? And then you come home to me and don't say hello.
And Messi is playing for you on Capital Breakfast for Summer 12 to 12 to play very soon. We were meant to talk about something else here, but I'm getting pelted for something that I don't think I should. If you just spare me a minute, please, wherever you're listening. Just got me breakfast, usually do at this time. I got a halloumi wrap this morning. I was feeling a bit out there.
A bit continental.
Yeah, a bit continental, that's the word. Thank you. Got me a little halloumi wrap and a little yoghurt pot. Starkey didn't order anything today and then said, I'm a bit hungry, actually. So I was like, as a friend, I offered him half of my wrap.
That's very kind.
Yeah. This just happened literally like 10 minutes ago, right?
He looked up and he said, do you want half my wrap?
Aww.
Which I thought was really, really good of him.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So I cut the wrap in half, passed it over to him.
No, you didn't.
And I thought, well, good deed done for the day. That's what mates do. He'll now go into the day sharing his breakfast with me.
No, what he did is he ripped the thing in half. Which I thought, that's a very selfless thing to do.
Yeah, that was really
nice. He's given me half his wrap. He's broken it in half, then he's put his finger in both halves to see which one had the most halloumi in. And then clearly gave me the one with less. I don't know, man. Like, I think I appreciate it was originally your rap, but in inviting me to have half, yeah. I kind of believe I became your guest.
What, give him a bigger half?
No. Well, it's bad enough he's poked around inside to see which one's got most halloumi, but he's genuinely looked for the most halloumi and then gone, and I'll have that one.
So did you give him one with, like, just salad
just
in it?
A bit of mushroom. It's a bit like, because the other bit's kind of pulled out into the other half.
Yeah. So you've just got this soggy, wet mushroom sandwich.
So I appreciate the gesture, but I also think, like, how have you managed to turn a selfless gesture incredibly selfish?
No, because you know, if you share a bit of food with a friend or a loved one, you go, give us a bit. Go, right, hang on. That's this sandwich that's already cut in half. Yeah. You know you're going to get the smallest piece. Like, if you share a cookie, you're getting the smallest piece.
No.
Yeah, you do. I know if I've said to a mate, oh, give us a bit of that, and they've snapped it in half, I know I'm going to get the smallest piece.
No.
Yes.
No. It's guest rules.
It's guest rules. You two are mad.
You should have given me the one. If you're going to poke around, which you shouldn't have done anyway, you should have just gone, it's now 50-50 chance who's going to have the most. You should, if you're going to have a look, I believe, give me the one with more halloumi.
No, it was my breakfast.
As your guest.
Why can't it just be equal? I don't know if I agree with either of you. I just think, can't you cut it in half and have an equal bit of a sandwich and then it's fair, right?
There's always bits in there it's never evenly half.
Yeah. But I've clocked that. I've clocked this.
How has a good deed, a good gesture for me being turned into me being selfish? That was me, like...
It's very you. That was you. That whole situation is very you sometimes. That you are kind... But it does have to be about you as well.
Charlie says, it's half, how is the smaller or bigger side? Well, I can't do right for wrong on this show. I really can't. Breakfast. Teresa says, Jordan, Chris, Sean, I'm belly laughing here over Rapgate. Got to say, me personally would give the other person the most. You guys always crap me up. Yes. So the last time I share my breakfast with you.
No.
If you're sharing food with someone, you split it in half. Oh. You as the owner gets the bigger piece.
Where you've gone wrong, Jordan, is you've just not... What you should have done, right, is halved it and let Chris... gone, which one do you want? And then the pressure's on Chris to do the nicer thing and pick the smaller half.
Pinky says that as well. She says, someone once told me in these situations, one cuts and the other chooses, then that's fair.
Oh, there we go. That's a simple way to say it. One cuts, the other chooses, and then the onus is on them to go, well, I am taking half the sandwich.
Do you think he's in the right here?
I do a little bit because it
is... But I rap!
because it was his sandwich, Chris. Chris, it was his sandwich. So in a way, you kind of just get whatever, even if it is the scraps.
How are you turning this? He's intentionally gone, I now know this one's worse, yeah. And I want to give you a worse experience.
What I would say is, he's just not subtle about it, poor Jordan. If you'd have done that more subtly, you'd have got away with it.
To be fair, I did pick it up and like, with both my fingers, open it up to see which had more.
Well, that bit's unacceptable. You can't be poking around in someone's sandwich.
Lisa says, I'm back in Jordan here. Granted, I wouldn't poke around at the food someone is eating, but the person offering the food gets the bigger portion. Them's the rule.
And I do kind of agree, but I think you've got to show it to the person that you're offering it to and let them do the right thing.
It's the most text we've had all weekend. Look at the text coming in.
Shall I tell you what I would have done in that situation? If I wouldn't poke around, but if I saw there was one with more in on that side, I would give it to you as a kind gesture to my friend.
Thank you. All right, well, that's where we're different. It's coming up to 9 o'clock, which means we've got three songs on the way back to back with
No Wittering in Between.
Bye!
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sian Welby.
And eBay.
Download the app and sell your pre-loved electronics for free.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this burger all day.
Tell me about it. So tasty.
Hang on, where's Harry?
Who's Harry?
Our child.
Oh, yeah.
At Burger King, kids eat free between the 27th of March and 20th of April, only on the BK app, so you can enjoy a moment's peace this school holiday. Just don't forget them. Get one free King Junior meal with one selected adult burger meal. Only available on the BK app at selected restaurants. Can't be used with other promotions. Full T&Cs at burgerking.co.uk/kids-offer.
Selling your car can be super simple if you choose We Buy Any Car, because they sort out any outstanding finance for you. Just bring along your final settlement agreement. If only they could make parallel parking simpler.
To the right a bit, mate. Yeah, back a bit. Bit more. Oh, no, too far.
We Buy Any Car. Selling made simple. To sell your car today, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Peppa Pig.
It's not every day you get to meet Peppa Pig.
Meet Peppa and her family at the UK's only Peppa Pig World.
Warning, spontaneous giggles and adorable photo ops may occur.
Join in the adventures at Peppa's very own theme park.
Ride on Peppa's big balloons.
Yippee!
And George's dinosaur adventure.
Dinosaur.
And meet the newest member of the family, Baby Evie. Play, splash and smile your way through Peppa Pig World, only at Poulton's Park. Book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Poulton's Park!
Oh, honestly, I feel like I'm on holiday.
Yep.
Sun loungers, a dip in the pool. A spa day on our doorstep is all we needed. How did you find this place?
Spabreaks.com. It's full of UK hidden gems. I compared spas, found a great deal, and booked it all online within minutes. Couldn't be easier.
Your next break is closer than you think. Discover relaxation across the UK with Spabreaks.com. Book today and save 10% with code RADIO.
I'm Laura Smith.
And I'm Carmen Butcher.
And together, we're the hosts of Shouldn't Laugh But with Laura and Carmen. It's the podcast where we laugh at the ridiculous things that pop up on our socials or the news, and you're all laughing at too.
Trust me, it'll make you feel better about your life choices.
Listen and watch on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest news.
Next, Capital.
Don't know what it's like in your house, but keeping everyone entertained can be a nightmare. Take the pressure off with EE's award-winning TV and full-fibre broadband. With Netflix Now, TNT Sports and more. And get their most powerful Wi-Fi 7 as standard, so everyone can stream their films, series and sport at the same time. Switch to EE TV and broadband today.
New BT Group customers only. 62% UK availability. Terms apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, the Prime Minister's told Capital social media sites must step up to protect young people online. Bosses from companies like TikTok, Meta and Google will be at Downing Street for talks later. Former Tory Education Secretary Baroness Morgans told Capital action on these sites needs to be taken.
There's undoubtedly lots of harmful content online that we absolutely do not want young people to have access to, and I'd like the platforms to have a much bigger